It's my privilege and honor to introduce my good friend, Becca Mullen. We first met, I think it was about 8 years ago. We had been at Harvest a couple of years, and I just remember this striking couple walking in. And I remember seeing them, and they're beautiful, and they're just beautiful people. And so I remember being a little bit intimidated by them. And then I walked up to them, and they opened their mouth, and they're just country. They're just country as it comes. They had come from Kitty Quay. Becca's from Flomont, the big metropolis there. And so she is as down to earth as she can be, and beautiful all together. So Becca is the mother of three kids, and she's a wife to Rowdy. I have watched Becca serve her husband and serve her kids and come under her husband's leadership and just really honor him through the years. A couple of years ago, or 2.5 years ago maybe, she and Rowdy moved to Seymour from Plainview to pastor the Harvest Church there. And they really stepped up and stepped out into something God was calling them to, but it felt really big to them, and they were brave, and they went to do it, and they've done a great job. So Becca lives the testimony of that song that we just sang. She's a worshiper, and she's always fought her battles by worshiping, and I've gotten to watch her do that through the years. So we just receive her today and the word that she has for us and believe that she has something straight from God. So I pray that y'all will open your hearts and listen to her. God, thank you for this woman that you brought to us and for the word that you put inside of her. And I pray that she'll speak to us with boldness and just with confidence of what you've given her to say, and that it will fall on our hearts that are good soil, and that those seeds will spring up much fruit in our lives. Thank you, God, for her and her family. I pray blessings on them today, and that you would give her free rein and course with these words that you've given her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jill.
Oh, thank you.
Don't y'all just love Jill? She's so sweet, right? Thank you. Well, I cannot tell you what an honor and privilege it is to be here speaking with you ladies this morning. And I always enjoy seeing familiar faces, but also enjoy seeing faces that I've never seen before. So if you are new here this morning, I just want to say welcome, and I'm so glad that you're here this morning with us. So we're just going to jump right in. Is that all right with y'all? I feel like y'all can hear me breathing through the... Sorry about that. So our theme for this Saturday is Surrounded. And what an amazing song we just sang, right? This is how we fight our battles, is being surrounded by the Lord and being in praise and worship. Amen. I wanted to give you all the definition of what surrounded means so you can kind of get a visual. So surrounded, it means a thing that forms a border or an edging around an object. To be all around someone or something. So this is our theme. What does it mean to you personally to be surrounded, whether that's good or bad? I want you to kind of think about that for just a second. Now I want you to look around the room, and what are you surrounded by, or who are you surrounded by this morning? Can I tell you what I see as I scan the room? I see a group of women who are powerful, not because of the power of their own strength, but because of the power that dwells inside of them from Christ. I see women with unmeasurable amount of strength. I see women who have overcome obstacles that the enemy meant for harm, but God used it for his glory. I see women in here who have endured things that nobody should have to go through. But guess what? They're still here and they're still standing firm. I see women with unshakable faith because they know that their God goes before them and he paves the way for them. You see, this is what I see. I'm surrounded by incredible God-fearing women. Amen? But I want to see what you came in here surrounded by this morning. Are you surrounded by circumstances in your life? What about fear? Are you surrounded by worry or doubt? What about a diagnosis? Are you surrounded by comparison? Did you walk through these doors this morning and immediately begin to compare yourself with the other ladies that are here? What about discouragement? Well, I'm here to offer you encouragement this morning, and it's right here in our key scripture of Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3. This scripture is jam-packed full of wisdom and truth and encouragement. So let's dive right in and read it. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, and mine is the New Living Translation. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility that he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Okay, several words that sum up this passage is life-changing and powerful. I mean, the Lord basically just wrote out right here what we can do and the steps we can take to run this life of faith, right? And this passage of scripture is actually referred to as the race of faith. And so when I think about the race of faith that God has set before each of us, I think of a marathon, right? And I want y'all to kind of envision this with me. I see huge crowds of people who stand all along the trails of where the runners are running. And they're there and they're cheering for them. And they're encouraging them, and they're motivating them to keep going, right? And guess what? That's exactly what our sisters in Christ do for us, right? They're there to encourage us, to pray for us, to motivate us. When we're walking in those trials and in those valleys and we feel like we're all alone, they're there to lift us up. As a runner, you want to strip any weight or anything that might trip you up or hinder your running ability, right? Well, guess what? This goes for us too. So what are you holding on to today that you need to get rid of? What weight is weighing you down? What are you wearing that you need to strip off? Did you know that God wants to take it from you? He really does. But here's the thing. You have to be the one to surrender it to him. Marathon runners, they train really hard, and they have to. They have to build up their stamina and their endurance to run the race, because a lot of time those races are like 20-plus miles, right? And here are just some of the ways that they do this. They do it by staying hydrated. It's very important. No matter what the weather is outside, if it's cold or if it's raining or if it's 100 degrees and hot, they still run. They run despite the burning in their muscles and the blisters that are worn on their feet. They continue despite the adversities because they know what lies beyond the finish line. Ladies, we need to train hard. I want y'all to listen to this. We need to exercise our muscle of faith by staying hydrated and being immersed in the Word of God and prayer. It's so important. You know, no matter the storm that you're running through, we must always keep our eyes on Jesus. He's the one who sustains us. He's the one who gives us the endurance to keep going because of the harvest that awaits us. You see, this race, it's going to hurt. It may be painful. And it may be really long, probably longer than we want it to be, right? But here's the thing, we must expect it to be. Because we don't train so it doesn't hurt, but we train so we can tolerate it. I want to read you Hebrews 10, 35 through 36. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. You see, the Lord tells us right here, don't throw away your confident trust in me. You need patient endurance. Then you'll receive what I promised you. Because the Bible is a book of promises. You can read it front to back and back to front, and you can read promise after promise that he gives us. But here's the thing. God doesn't promise us a life without weight. And he doesn't promise us a life without trials. And God doesn't promise us a life without darkness. But here's what he does promise us. He promises to be the bearer of that weight that we're carrying. And he promises to be our peace and our courage. And he promises to be our light in the darkness and in the dark areas. No matter the circumstances that surround you, God has a redemptive promise for each one. Amen. We'll read about just one of those promises here in John 16:33. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You see, he tells us, you will have sorrows, you will have troubles, but take heart, I overcame the world. We are overcomers because of what Christ overcame on the cross. James 2:14-17 says this, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or a sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm, eat well. What good does that do? But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Wow. I know that's kind of all in your face, but I didn't say it. The Lord did. It's in Scripture, right? But, you know, sometimes he has to be in our face like that for us to get it. You see, faith takes action. Because it is by faith that these promises are carried out. It is through the race that our action and faith is perfected through obedience. And listen to this. Action is where faith becomes real. Now, I just want to share with y'all a little bit a story about my faith being tested and perfected. And it began at the beginning of this year. My dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I remember talking to my mom on the phone and just feeling really numb because nobody ever wants to hear the word cancer, or especially their loved one, because it was a lot to take in. And shortly after that, I got off the phone, Rowdy came home, and I began to tell him about my dad's diagnosis. And he just grabbed me and he held me tight, and tears were just running down my face. And he's like, it's going to be okay, no matter the outcome. So we just stood there and we prayed over my dad and just spoke truth over our situation. You know, I've always been told that I'm a strong woman, but can I be really honest with you? In that moment, I was weak and I was scared. You see, I was magnifying the word cancer and I was minimizing the power of my God. You see, my eyes weren't fixed on Jesus in that moment. They were fixed on a diagnosis. I was letting the circumstances surround me instead of remembering who I'm surrounded by. See, this was the race of faith that my family had been given, and we were ready to run it, and we were ready to fight. We were so ready to fight it. He had surgery to remove his cancer, and I'm so proud to say that he's cancer-free, and we give all the praises and glory to the Lord. I'm so thankful. Thank you. You see, the Lord surrounded us in that moment. But not only were we surrounded by the Lord, we were surrounded by amazing people who covered us in prayer, and they spoke life, and they spoke truth into our situation. We put our faith in action by trusting and praying and believing that God is who he says he is, and he'll do what he says he'll do. You know, going through this, my faith has been perfected to a deeper level. It truly has. I know that when my faith has been tested, that my endurance has a chance to grow. But here's something I want to make really clear with y'all this morning. Although this was just one trial in my life where victory was won, I've also walked through storms where I didn't receive the outcome that I wanted. I've dealt with disappointments. I've dealt with hurts. I've had unanswered prayers, and I've been discouraged too, just like I'm sure all of you have. But it never wavered my faith, and it never wavered the fact that God is still good despite the outcome. And even though my situation might not have changed, it changed me. So ladies, how do we run this race of faith? How do we keep going and pushing through when we feel weary and hopeless? I'm going to give you several things that might help you out. And the first one is prayer. We must pray. So important. When we pray, it activates the army of heaven to fight on your behalf. Praise and worship. When you enter his presence with praise and worship, no matter what you're going through, he can then enter your circumstances with power. Ladies, know that you're surrounded. And surround yourself with others who have great faith, who can lift you up and pray for you and offer encouragement. And know that you're not only surrounded by your circumstances, but you're surrounded by a loving and gracious and all-powerful God who has the last word. Your outcome. Know that you may not get the outcome that you wanted, but don't let that make you bitter, okay? Don't let it waver your faith. You keep running. Remember, he makes all things work together for your good, whether we see it or not, because oftentimes we don't see it, right? Wait and sin. Throw off any weight, such as fear or doubt or comparison or any sin that might be holding you down or making you trip. And don't compare your race. Don't compare your race to others. And don't judge someone else's race, okay? It's not yours. You run your race, okay? Faith in action. No one can run your race for you. It's up to you to take action and have faith that God is a promise keeper. Keep pushing and putting one foot in front of the other, and remember that his strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. Endurance. You know, when you're in the suffering, it is so easy to ask, why me? Why am I going through this? Why is this happening again? But here's a question I want you to ask instead. God, what are you trying to show me through this? Because he will. He'll show you. I want y'all to get this. Endurance that's needed for the road ahead starts with the trials of today. Just know that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And there's always a purpose for your pain. Always. Growth. Sometimes the storms of our life don't come to disrupt your life, but to clear out inside of you the very thing that is hindering you and holding you back from being effective in the kingdom. Remember that your current situation is not your final destination, okay? Keep your eyes fixed. This is important. You must keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, because he's our champion and our greatest example of an overcomer. He was able to endure the cross because he knew the victory and reward that lay ahead. Well, ladies, if you know me well at all, you'll know this about me, that I love quotes and I love words. If they're used in the right way, they're so powerful and they can really speak to the depths of you. And I found this poem that I wanted to share with you all because it really spoke to the depths of my heart, and I hope it speaks to yours too. And I want to read it to you. It's called Still She Stands, and it's by Beth Kelly. The dark season enters her land. The creator of light feels distant. Her leaves begin to change and fall. Stripped to nothing, naked to all, still she stands. The air is frigid now, the horizon bleak. Lonely and cold, she fights defeat. Still she stands. For she's endured life's seasons before. She has faith, he will restore. She stands firmly planted as harsh elements assault her branches. But in him, her roots are deep. She will not be moved. Her faith she keeps. Each day is closer to where the sun stays longer and the dark is shorter, to where her branches will blossom vibrant colors of life. And she's enjoying his warmth, embracing this time. For seasons come and seasons go, but his constant love remains, and this she knows. His spirit is within her. She trusts his plan. She's following him, so still she stands. Ladies, we're in this great race of faith together. And I hope that you're encouraged this morning, of feeling empowered with encouragement from other ladies today. I want to encourage you to run your race. Run it with endurance and faith, knowing that you have an eternal reward and inheritance when you cross that finish line. Thank you, ladies.